Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, serving the needs of rural Minnesota and Native American communities. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit about Indigenous Peoples Day, Babette Sandman joins us this morning. She's a member of the Duluth Indigenous Commission. Babette, good morning and thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So let's talk a little bit about the celebration that's going to be taking place today. It kicks off at noon. And yes. Tell us what folks can look forward to if they're able to make it to the celebration.
Well, we are starting at noon. It's raining out, so we can go inside on the main floor, the rotunda there. We have permission to do that. So you don't have to stand in the rain.
Okay. And that would be in the rotunda at City Hall, yes. Is that right?
Yes, City Hall.
Okay.
And we're going to start out with Nick Smith with his drum for our flag song because we'll be bringing in a brand new, never been seen Eagle Staff today. And Skip Sandman will be carrying that in, who was a Vietnam vet. And there's some special meaning to this Eagle Staff, which he will, after the opening prayer that he's doing, he will be talking, doing a presentation a little bit on that Eagle Staff, as this is another victory for our community. So you'll have to come and see what he talks about with that Eagle Staff.
Okay.
And then we'll have a song by one of our young ladies in the community, Cheyenne Daly. She's a beautiful singer. And so we'll have sort of an honor song from her. And it's an honor to have her sing and have our young people step forward. Then Skip's going to hand the Eagle Staff to Sean Carr, who's also a veteran, and he'll say a few words. And then we're going to have a moment of silence, because although this is a celebration, we cannot forget what this day also means. This day was used to be called Columbus Day, and we have to start, you know, really expressing the truth about what Columbus did. He was devastating to tribes, to islander people. And he's one of the original, way back then, seen people as diamonds and sold them as diamonds. He was the first sex trafficker that we know of back in Columbus Day. I don't know how we ended up celebrating this person. So it's really important that this is a social change event as well, to turn that around and start getting this off our calendars. And have Indigenous People Day cells if you want, but we need to wipe this name out and honor those people who suffered, and he wiped out islanders. I won't go too far into that, but we cannot forget that piece of history. So we'll have a moment of silence for that, and then we have Jonathan Thunder, who is going to be our main speaker today. And then we have Nick Smith, who's going to say a few words, and then a traveling song. So that's our agenda today. Please join us.
Babette, I'm curious, as we come to learn more and more about history, and we start to realize that history in many instances was written by the people who were victorious, and they wanted everybody to know about the wonderful thing they did and how great they were, that sort of thing. We're starting to slowly come to understand that history and that a lot of other things are more nuanced than we thought they were originally. It's hard sometimes for allies to know, what can we do? What's the appropriate response? If you want to be supportive of Indigenous Peoples Day, what should you do?
Well, maybe if you go shopping today and you see Columbus Day sales, you should maybe say, you know, I'm uncomfortable seeing this person's name, honoring such a person who wiped out whole villages. I don't know how far they want to go into it, but took their children and sold them. You know, took them onto their ships and sold the children. I'm uncomfortable with this word Columbus, because that's the truth about Columbus. Could you call this Indigenous Peoples Day, you know? Maybe that's a step that we can do. And somehow, I don't know how we're going to do this, but how can we get this off the calendars?
That, I suppose, would depend on whoever it is that's publishing the calendars, obviously, because everybody, you know, when you get a calendar printed, you can kind of put whatever you want on it. So maybe it'll just be a question of if you go in to buy a calendar, ask very nicely if they could substitute a name there.
Right. Or whoever put the calendar out, is there information to connect with them? Is there an email to build awareness? Because imagine if there were, you know, back then, if there were any survivors of any of these islanders, and then if they knew somehow that this person has been celebrated, when you know what this person did. So now that we're in truth, we need to make this a name that we just don't talk about anymore. A lot of the kids know that it's not in the schools, but it's still on the calendars. We still have work to do. So that's why we used to call this a day of mourning because of that. And that's why I think it's important to have this moment of silence today in honor of the whole villages that were wiped out by Columbus and his crew. But now we call it Indigenous Peoples Day and try to make it more of a celebration of Indigenous people. I work in a school, so I think that the kids, you know, today we're, this week we'll be celebrating in the schools, and I think that really makes the Indigenous children feel really good. Like, this day is about us, you know. We're being recognized here. We're proud. So all that's a social change. Bringing us out of oppression.
Babette, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And it sounds as though it's going to be a wonderful, rich celebration. It's going to take place at noon. And if it stops raining, it can be outdoors. Otherwise, it will be in the rotunda of City Hall beginning at noon.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again for joining us, Babette.
Yeah, me, Gwich. Thank you.
Babette Sandman, our guest this morning. She's a member of the Duluth Indigenous Commission, talking about the celebration coming up for Indigenous Peoples Day today at noon.